Some years ago, my wife and myself, our son and daughter, he was little then. I don't know how old would he have been, about five? We went down to the island of Tobago in the West Indies to hold a crusade. I almost didn't go. I was in Trinidad preaching, and a group of preachers flew over from Tobago, and they came to the crusade there in San Fernando. And they said, "Brother Shuttlesworth, if we bought you a ticket, will you come over and hold a crusade on the island?" I said, "I don't know, but I'll come over and pray with you." So when I was done preaching in San Fernando at the old Prince of Wales Theater, and you know, when God's moving, people come out. And I was just a young fella then. He was younger. My wife's still young. But I said, "You know, honey, they're talking about renting a soccer stadium." I said, "Who wants to come hear me?" And she said, "Just go." So I flew over. And when I walked through the concourse under the stadium and out onto the field, I said, "You got the wrong evangelist." I told him that. I said, "I'm not coming." And I turned around to walk back under the concourse, and I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, "They're not coming for you. They're coming for me." You talk about a gentle rebuke. I got one. The Lord said, "Now you turn around, you go back in there and tell them you'll come." So I did. So we made our arrangements. Instead of coming back to the States, I stayed down in the West Indies for almost 2 months, but I went there next. If a door opens, you got to walk through it. And when I went, the opening night, I wondered where all the people were. You know, Christian folks, they all sat up in the stands as far away as they could get. When you got a 10,000-seat stadium, 500 people don't look like much. And I saw a lady doing this, signing to the deaf. And I said to Brother Cortnell Francois, I said, "Sir, what's all those kids?" He said, "That's the government deaf school. That's all the deaf children on the island." And God gave me an idea. I said, "Bring them all up on the platform." And they lined them all up. And the lady was signing to them. I said, "Tell them Jesus is going to open all their deaf ears." And she wouldn't do it. Shook her head. "No, I'm not going to do it." So I said, "Forget you, girl." I went over to the first one. You remember this deer? It was a little boy, born deaf, couldn't hear, never spoke. I said, "I'm going to start with him." Now she wants to come butt in. I said, "Forget the signs. He'll know what's going to happen in about 1 minute." I commanded the deaf spirits of hell to come out of his ears. I commanded the dumb spirit that grabbed his tongue as a child. I loosed him. And when I did, his eyes popped open, and he started pointing to his ears and to everybody around him. He was hearing. I taught him his first words, Bible. Within seconds, he started saying, "Bible, Bible." But what was funny, instead of with a West Indian accent, because he never heard it, he's talking like my southern drawl. Then I told him, "Jesus," because I found out if you know your Bible and you know Jesus, you're going to be all right. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You're going to be all right." And there was a teenage girl. You remember this, dear? She was, what, about 14? Because you talked to her later and her mama. She'd gone deaf from, not rheumatoid, rheumatic fever. And she was signing to the boy, "Can you really hear?" And I like him. He just gave her the thumbs up. Even I understood that sign language. Prayed for her and both of her ears came open. And she began to cry. and she could already talk before she'd gone deaf, begin to praise the Lord. Right down the line, God healed every student in the government deaf school. And the pastors told me after the service, we've never seen it like that. Well, I didn't tell them I'd never seen it like that either. But see, God had a purpose. Everybody say, God has a purpose in my life and for the lives of others. And the next day, they came to get me and my wife to go eat lunch. And when we got down by the stoplight in the town, Scarborough, there was a bunch of people waiting for the bus. And when they saw it was me, all of a sudden, all the people started going, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. I feel that in my spirit tonight. And I felt like, oh, this is wonderful. And we went to the little hamburger place, you remember? And I don't know how the lady got it, but she got Andre Crouch's old tape with Sister Vargas singing from California. And she put it on, and all of a sudden the restaurant over the speaker, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. I said, honey, this must be what heaven feels like. And the whole time we were there, she kept playing it, rewinding it, playing it, rewinding it, the whole time. And that night when I got to the stadium, seemed like everybody showed up. It just takes one miracle in your life to drive the devil out and to bring the glory of God to your life. I dare you to lift both your hands to heaven and say, tonight is my night. Say, tonight is my night. Someone say, Jesus. Come on, sing it again like a prayer. Oh, it is Jesus. Sing wonder. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout Jesus. Jesus. Shout his name again. One more time. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. I feel him here tonight. You better look out in here. I'm ready to do something. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise him in the shout. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Yes, Lord. Holy Jesus. Uramando Kuramaha. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, turn around and tell somebody, I'm getting it tonight. Say, I'm going to get it tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everybody put your hand and say, it's mine. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Haggai, please. I want to thank my son for coming and pitching in. You can see you're running with a good crew. We even have Timothy Dearman, Brother Michael, and all the crowd. I love everybody. Everybody say this out loud. I have greatness on the inside of me. Because the Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Then say it again. I have greatness in me. Then say this. I can't lose for winning. Because whatever's born of God overcomes the world. I'm a winner. I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. I can't miss it. Because the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God. Say, I belong to him. I'm in his family. Royal blood flows in my veins. Jesus is my brother. God's my father. And the devil's no relation at all. You get that, you'll always do well. The book of Haggai, thank you for being here tonight. Now, I want to say this because I get so excited that I forget some things sometimes the Lord will tell me to do. And I normally don't do this too often, my wife will tell you. But I have to know the Lord tells me to do it. But tomorrow night, everybody say tomorrow night, I'm going to get me a big bottle of oil and anoint every one of you. Bonnie, you'll remember this. We were in Florida, and a girl got run over by a, what do you call them things? I used to drive one when I worked in Chicago. Forklift. And it cut her foot off. They sewed it back on. She'd come to the revival, and she had some kind of boot, and her foot was like a big blue blob. And I was receiving the offering, and I saw her coming. Her name was Donna Lee. I still got it, sister. Amen. But bless her heart, they were going to take her foot off. And I said, sit down here on the front row. I stopped the offering, because you got to move when God moves. Sometimes we have so much order that we miss God's order. And she took it off. I didn't even want to look at it. And I saw a bottle of oil, and I grabbed it, took the lid off, and I poured the oil up and down her foot. And I closed my eyes. I know the Bible says watch and pray, but that was one night I didn't watch and pray. I closed my eyes and said, thank you, Lord. I kept pouring. Got it on the carpet. I think maybe I lost a friend in the pastor, but you can always get carpet, but you can't always get a miracle. unless you make room for God. All of a sudden, I heard her scream. I looked down, and all the blue was out of her foot and two new ankles. The ankles had been crushed. Is that right? Two new ankles I could feel under my hand come out on either side. And she took off running around the church. And the people shouted, and I said, well, forget the offering. So I called everybody forward and just started anointing with oil. And so many miracles took place. The boy that had two spines, one of them disappeared. And God gave him one spine. Miracle after miracle. And tonight while you were shouting, I feel again. Lord said, that's tomorrow night. We're going to have an anointing service in here. I've said it before, ladies, leave your wigs home. And some of you men, too. But I believe we're in a real revival. I feel the spirit of revival. And I got a word from the Lord for you tonight, but I want to encourage you, get on the phone. We got plenty of seats. But go get somebody. Tell them you're going to take them to a party. Boy, will they be surprised when they get here. But we're going to believe God for a breakthrough. This church revival today is born in the Spirit, fueled by the Spirit, and you're going to head to heaven by that same Spirit. So you might as well have a good time while you're in His house. Amen. I spent many years working with an evangelist. I don't know, there's so much of a new generation, but some of you will remember his name, R.W. Shambaugh. And I used to drive him around, polish his shoes, pick up donuts. He loved donuts. One time I came in with 12 donuts. He said, go get them. I'm waiting for him to give me one. He ate all 12 and drank the coffee. I remember he did this. He said, now I'm going to be able to preach good tonight. But a lot of what I've learned, I learned by the side of God's servants. And the Bible does say, give honor to whom honor's due. And I want you to be prepared. I've never done this that I know of, hon, where specifically in a geographical location that God gave me a word that he was going to break the power of debt off of Dallas, Fort Worth, and off of you. And even you that are watching, you're going to get it tonight. Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord. Let me stop right there. God's word to you will always be at the appointed time. God keeps the books. And sometimes God will speak to you when you least expect it. But here the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek. How many are glad your name's Bob? Amen. The high priest. So the word of the Lord came, number one, to the government. Then secondly, the word of the Lord came to the minister. When God is fixing to change a nation, that prophetic word will always come to leadership. Because no leader is where they're at unless God put them there. The Bible says so. It's God that lifts up a king, and it's God that puts down another. And in this story, Zerubbabel was the one who afflicted the children of Israel in exile, but God started working on the leader's heart. But then the high priest did not have a temple, had nowhere to minister, as the Bible says, in his course. And when you miss God, you lose your position spiritually. And it's hard to get back to where you were. The writer compares the move of God to a mighty river. The Bible says there is in that anointing waters, you can walk in ankle deep. You can go in knee deep. You can go in waters to swim in. But when you get out of the flow of the anointing, you can't get back exactly where you were when you left the anointing. The mercy of God is that God will give you a new beginning. And I want you to get this in your spirit tonight. In this year, God is going to give you a new beginning. Forget those things which are behind and press towards the mark. Just a minute, brother. I want to preach this, and if you play that, I'll be back to shouting again. So hold on. You'll miss the mark, but God will bring you back to where He wants you to be. That's His mercy. That's His love. Everybody lift your hand and say, I've not missed it. I'm getting a fresh start. Say, I'm getting a new beginning. Then lift your other hand with that one and thank Him that that is your testimony this very night. A new start and a new beginning. Can you shout hallelujah? Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people, say that means us. This people say, the time is not come. The time is not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. But see, what they said was wrong. For God, and you read it in Ezra, had already instructed Darius and the other to let our dear brother Nehemiah go back, and Ezra to go back to Jerusalem, and told them, I'll give you the money to rebuild the house of God. But here, the word of the Lord comes. But notice, after God spoke, it said the people said something. And what they said was not what God had revealed to Ezra or to Haggai. And a lot of times people will try to talk you out of your blessing because they resent the fact you're willing to pay the price. But because they're not willing, they'll begin to badmouth you and put you down and talk against you. But that's a good sign that you're in the will of God and that you've heard the word of God. Are you listening to me tonight? And I'm going to prophesy to this house, revival today. I'm going to prophesy to you as a man or a woman that no matter what others may say, no matter what they may try to do, you're going to take everything God has prepared for you. You don't look to the left, you don't look to the right, but you're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. That means if He started you out, you're going to finish, and you're going to finish strong, and you're going to finish with victory. The devil is a defeated foe. He's under your feet, and no matter what the accuser says and what others say, once God has said it, He will bring it to pass. There's nothing more powerful than the word of God. He said, I'll honor my word above my name. Can you shout hallelujah? There's something working in this meeting now that God is honoring. You have prayed, God, I wish I had a church where the Spirit moves, where the word is preached. God heard your prayer, and He's raising this church up in the last hour, a place where His Spirit can move. Nobody can withstand the glory, but instead they move into it. God had you in His mind. Can you raise your hand and say, it's mine in Jesus' name? The people said, but we'll see why in a minute. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you, oh, you to dwell in your circled houses, And this house, God's house, this house lie wasted or in waste. Get that. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. God didn't let him off the hook. It's not time to rebuild God's house. God said, hold it. Speak, prophet. It's time for the people to take an inward look, because where you're at now is not where God wants you to be. And wherever God's going to take you, he never changes anybody for the worse, but he always changes you for the better. And so if you'll consider your ways, get ready for promotion. If you'll consider your ways, get ready for miracles to happen in your body. If you'll consider your ways, get ready for the wave of God's glory to hit you. He may get you in Burger King. You thought you're going in to order a Whopper. Next thing you know, you're talking in tongues and dancing by the counter. Are you hearing me? Consider your ways. There's nothing too hard for God. If God spoke it, he's got to do it. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. Everybody shout, consider my ways. I had a tent up in New England, and I heard there's folks here from Providence. You'll like this. I was just south of Providence on exit 6, and revival broke out under the tent. And they sent the newspaper reporters from the Providence Journal Bulletin. And they wanted to interview me, but they were trying to ambush me. So when they were trying to get my goat, I just sit there and pray in the Holy Ghost. And they said, can we talk to you? We don't speak that language. I said, I'd be glad to. I speak English too. The next morning, my wife will tell you, the front page of the Providence Journal Bulletin, up here was a picture of Ronald Reagan and something he was doing. Over here was a picture of Ted Kennedy, a senator across the state line in Mass. But at the bottom was Brother Shuttlesworth. And there was a whole page article on the bottom about the tent revival. But then they gave me another full page. I had more paper space advertising than President Reagan and Senator Ted Kennedy. And the title was, A Spellbinder Fills the Tent. Because there was a movie came out at that time called Spellbinder. And I read that. Next night I get to the tent, you can't even get there. And one of the government officials said, look, if you'll stop the meeting, we'll let you go somewhere else. That's when you know you're having a revival, when the government, like Darius, Zerubbabel, when they say, hey, high priest, we're going to make a change for you. You see, the anointing stirs up trouble. Hallelujah. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. You don't think the devil didn't cringe today as he saw people singing Amazing Grace and America the Beautiful and Thank You, Jesus? I watched all them people lift their hands praising God. I've never seen that in all the days I've lived. But it's time the church came out of the closet. Every other devil came out of the closet. It's time God's holy people come out of the closet. I don't care if it's in Burger King. You go ahead and shout wherever you're at. If someone don't like it, begin to pray for them. Bless them that despitefully use you. But I'm trying to prophesy. Right now is the time to shout in America. Now's the time to shout in Texas. Now is the time to shout in Fort Worth. The shout of a king is in the camp. I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about King Jesus. He's on the move. He's setting everything up that there will be a blessing, that you won't have room enough to contain it. It's time to receive your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your hands and praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Now, the next verse is an answer to the people that say, is that you, Brother Pody? The next verse is an answer to the people that say prosperity doesn't work. Have you ever had that, pastors? People say, I've been given, but it's not working. Well, then you haven't pastored long. Because there'll always be some come and say, it's not working for me, Brother Shuttlesworth. You know why? It's because you're not working it. There's things we must do to be blessed by God. Consider your ways. If I had a title for this message, I wouldn't call it that. Because that speaks of man's lack. But what I'd like to call this message is, the gold carries the glory. Everybody say that with me. The gold carries the glory. You remember the story from the Old Testament when they fashioned the Ark of the Covenant to bring the glory into the tabernacle. And the Bible says in each corner of the ark, they built golden rings. How many have read it? Golden rings on each corner. Four golden rings that the staves might be put therein to carry the ark. God used gold to carry the glory into the house of God. You know why the devil fights you on your money? And why he fights prosperity? Because he knows nobody's going to use the money like God's people are going to use the money. We understand a part of it is for natural living, but like Jesus commanded Peter, he said, pay off your bills, but don't forget the house of God. Don't forget your Lord and Savior. Are you hearing me? The one thing the devil doesn't want to happen in this final hour is the gold to be transferred into the hands of his people. But the Lord told me Sunday morning at 3:30 in the morning, I heard the word of the Lord. He said, I'm getting ready to transfer the wealth of the wicked into the hands of the righteous. You better get ready. If you're righteous, lift your hand and say, Lord, I want my portion. I want it now. Why? That we might build up a church in the last hour that the devil won't be able to handle. The gold's going to bring the glory. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about an anointing that's coming from heaven upon all these things. The silver is mine, declares the Lord. The gold is mine, declares the Lord. And as the stewards of God, we're going to bring the glory to a greater a measure of manifestation in this last hour. The gold, everybody say the gold, carries the glory. They didn't want to rebuild the house of God. We're not going to do that. And so Haggai said, now I'm going to talk to you why you can't get ahead, why you're struggling financially. Nothing like a man of God that tells it like it is. I was preaching one night and the lady said to me, you stepped on my toes tonight. I said, ma'am, I never came into that section. No, she said, I mean the way you preach. She said, how'd you know? And she told me almost her whole life story. I never knew her, never met her before. But you see, the anointing was so strong, she had to get it right with God. That's what I'm preaching tonight. You're coming out of debt. God's going to destroy everything that is impeding your progress. You're going to have more than you've ever had, but you're going to have to consider your ways. What do I got to do, Lord, to obey you? What have I got to do, Jesus, to make a way in my life? What do I have to do, Lord, that the devil doesn't steal my blessing? He may try to steal your health. He may try to steal your blessing, but we're living in an hour when God's going to cause everybody in the church to be healed. There won't be one spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, or any such thing. There's a wave of glory coming. In that wave of glory is health and strength. In that wave of glory is more money than you've ever had before. In that wave of glory is a dedication to rebuilding the house of God. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about you. Know you not that that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, but it is connected to getting your money right with God. You can't buy good health. You can't buy friendship. But one thing you can do is consider your ways and get it right with the Lord. Can you say amen? Here's the answer. We have sown much and bring in little. That's not biblical. The Bible says as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. The Bible says the kingdom of God is based on increase. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn on the ear. When you're operating in a kingdom principle, increase and abundance should work in your life. If it's not working, it's because you've lost sight of what the gold is for. The gold is for the glory. One time I was in Florida with Brother Bonnke, Reinhard Bonnke. My son was there, my wife. And he said, Brother Shuttlesworth, what do you think about the prosperity message? And I didn't know he was serious, so I kind of joked him. I said, it's better than the poverty message. Then I saw he was serious. And I said, sir, I believe God prospers us for a purpose. He said, what is the purpose of prosperity? I said, to get people saved and into the house of God, that we'll have not only people coming from the north, south, east, and west. I said, we'll have more than enough to take care of anything we have need of. He said, I like that. Well, that's what I'm telling you tonight. Why should you prosper? Because when you do, you'll be able to carry the glory to where God wants it placed. There'll be no limitation. There'll be nothing holding you back because now you're walking in the mind of God. The Bible says, now you're filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. You're holy, some of you, but you ain't H-O-L-Y. You got holes, H-O-L-E-S, in your spiritual walk with God. And as God blesses you, it goes right through the holes in your bag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Notice the young folks didn't laugh at that. You that are older just identified yourself. That's an old soul song. Holes in the bag. It's working, but because they're not doing right, it's not working for them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, second time, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Someone say, God is getting happy. Last part of the next verse, because of mine house that is waste, and you, he points his finger at him. You run every man unto his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew. And that earth is stayed from her fruit. Now, if I stopped there, that'd be a downer. But tonight we're going to go up. He gave them a choice. Consider your ways. I've met people, they have money for everything but for God. Some people tip God. Christmas comes. People do everything they can to get the best they get for their family. Nothing wrong with that. I believe God wants your family blessed, your children blessed, your grandchildren blessed. But he doesn't want you to be stressed due to lack and the area of abundance not working in your life. If you'll receive what I'm going to prophesy tonight, I believe those days are over and you're going to move into a place of abundance like you've never seen before. I was in the spirit Sunday morning at 3:30 a.m. Central Time. God caught me up in the spirit, and he said a few things to me, and I'm going to say them and prophesy them as he helps me. How many of you will pray for me as I'm trying to speak the word of the Lord? And we're stepping out right now to prophesy to you. But I asked the Lord a question. When I woke up, I said, Lord, why am I in Texas? Why am I starting the year in Texas? And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, because I'm going to use Texas to break the spirit of debt off of America. I had no idea what I was hearing, but I believed him. He said, I'm fixing to move in this state. You tell the people. I didn't know which night. How many remember? I said, I don't know which night I'll say it. But God told me last night, say it tonight. He said, I'm fixing to help the people, and I'm going to use Texas to break debt off of America. And then I was caught up into the spirit in the early morning hours, and I knew I was in Texas, and I was up above the state, and I saw what I would call a big lake, a big pool over to the west of Fort Worth, clear up into what I would call New Mexico. And I said, what is this, Lord? And he said, that is the oil that I'm going to use to break the spirit of debt off of this nation. And then, just as if I was watching a commercial, I kept hearing, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill. And I thought, what is that? And the Lord said, that's the words that I put into my manservant that is going to break debt off of this nation. He said, there are those that shut down. I looked it up. I can't remember the name, but it starts with a P. But there's a big field of oil that's in the western part of Texas and New Mexico. And that's the lake I saw. And I did remember this. They said it was 86,000 square miles of solid oil. Enough to furnish the world for 1,000 years is under our feet. And so then I talked to a fella. Oh, he said, I know what you're talking about, Brother Shuttlesworth. He said they were taking 4.2 million barrels of oil out of there every day up until 2019, but the new administration shut it all down. But I heard the Lord say, I'm coming back to Texas, and I'm going to open up a wealth that is in this state. I prophesy to you, you'll hear it. They're working on trying to cut off all the oil wells off of the coast of the United States. But you see, there are no oil wells offshore in the lake that is here in Texas. It's already in the land. And so the shift is coming, declares the Lord. And they'll go in and they'll begin to do it. And the 4.2 million will become more and more. And the wealth of that oil will bring in multiplied millions every single day. Every month the billions will flow, and by a year's time there will be enough oil released that half of the debt will be paid, and another year the whole national debt will be paid off. Are you hearing me? God's fixing to get rid of debt. God's fixing to get the spirit of debt off of America. Are you still listening to me? I'm prophesying to you, God has a plan to make the devil take his hands off your money. The devil got to take his hands off your children and your children's future. The devil is a thief. He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And with the gold is a revival. With the gold, there is an awakening. With the gold, the glory is going to begin to manifest in the United States like never before. Here comes the Lord. Hallelujah. Here comes the power of God. And I was sitting today getting ready to come preach to you. I listened to the speech. All of a sudden he said, and we're going to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. I said, Lord, he was going so good. What? Now he's talking about that. But the Lord said, I put that in his heart. For we're the United Nations through their treaties of the seas. have claimed all of the seaports in America, but it's under the name Gulf of Mexico. He said where there were executive orders signed even a few months ago that there could be no offshore drilling. When he changes it to the Gulf of America, all of the legal paperwork is now no longer good. He said, I put that thought on the inside of his spirit, and the Gulf of America is going to bring wealth to the world. The total debt in the nations of the world is $250 trillion. I looked that up myself. But if you look at the production levels, even if it starts dropping per barrel, the whole world can get debt free. What would happen if all of a sudden people found out that God's on their side to help them? I'm telling you, you serve a miracle working God. Why do you think God started judging preachers and churches in Texas? It was to get the house of God right, that he could send his glory to this state. I'm prophesying to you that Texas shall be a center, not only of revival, it'll be a center of abundance. It'll be a center of blessing. And God's going to lift the yoke of bondage off of people across this nation. Come on, Texas, shout hallelujah. God has a plan. I said God has a plan, and God's plan is a good plan, and the devil is a defeated foe. Christ is on the move, and the next thing on the radar is a worldwide outpouring of God's Spirit. For God said in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Raise your hands and praise God. Ted and Jonathan, come quick. Everything's getting cloudy. I can't see clear. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll hold on. One of you get on one side, one get on the other. Just don't let me fall. I prophesy to you in the name of the Lord Jesus that the devil's plans are being destroyed even this moment. While you have fasted and prayed, you have brought a breakthrough to Texas. The Lord said the light of the glory of God is coming down from heaven like radiant beams of power. And God's going to use you. God's going to bless you. God's going to take you into a place you've never been before. Oh, hallelujah. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. I prophesy financial breakthrough, and debt shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus in your life. Come on, praise him a little bit. Praise him. If you ever wanted to play the organ, play it now, son. Hallelujah. Come on, lift it, lift it. Glory, 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 glory. I prophesy debt is destroyed. Debt is destroyed. Debt is destroyed. Debt is destroyed. You shall lead it. Come on, lift your hands and shout. You know what the devil doesn't want to hear from the church? He gonna hear it anyhow. Fight, 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 fight. In the name of Jesus. Everybody shout, I fought a good fight. I'll finish my course. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Come on, lift your hands. I tell you, it's strong. Don't go anywhere with that. I need it to lean on. Hallelujah. I dare you to praise him for the next 60 seconds. Mata patoko ramaha. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Say yes, Lord. We shall rebuild the house of God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rababando. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. Sing to God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Come on, pick it up. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Sing to God for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. Power he has raised me. God be the glory. He has done. Worship the Lord. God's moving in America. Jesus is on the move. Hallelujah. 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 Are you all still there? Lift your hands. I see a cloud of glory over this whole crowd. Put your hands up into the glory. Begin to pull it down on your spirit. God's visiting. God's visiting revival today. Right here in Fort Worth. Glory. 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 Bonnie, this lady in the red blouse, lay your hands on her stomach right now. Look at me, little sister. I don't know you. But the Lord's healing this difficulty you've been having in the lower part of your body. That's the anointing setting you free. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There's a man in the second row right behind my wife. An Asian brother. Or perhaps First Nation. I don't know. Everything's cloudy, but you got long hair and I know you're not a woman. You got a black... In fact, move out here where maybe I can see on this side better. Quickly. Hallelujah. Quickly. Yeah, now I see it. Lift your hands. You have a plan to build up a business and get organized. Isn't that right? And you feel like this is a great idea. The Lord spoke to you about it a few years back. And you laid it aside. And then it came back in your spirit. Isn't that right? And you say, I'm gonna start writing that plan again. But what bothered you is you felt the other plan had better things in it and you couldn't remember it. True? It's like, we use the word flesh it out. But lift your hands. You're receiving it. God's going to anoint your mind, and all of it will come back to you. All of it will come back to you. You know that, and the Lord shows me you like to read, and you even got magazines you keep for a while to just keep looking at them. I'm looking at in the spirit like a brown old desk, but it's like kind of old, like not brand new, like chipped a little bit. But you got stacks of things you read on that desk. Well, I believe your plan is somewhere in all that stack that you wrote down some years back. You go find it. The Lord will help you because you've been moving and changing things and you're not sure where all it is, but the Lord knows. Amen? Yes, He does. One of your knees is being healed tonight. I don't know how long you've suffered with it, but it comes and goes, but sometimes it's very painful, right? And so that's the sign unto you. Your business will take off. It'll bring in great blessing financially. But not only that, God's going to heal you in your body. And you will be made whole. Step a little closer. Whoa. Well, maybe I better kneel down. Either that or you better catch me. Everybody lift your hands. The glory is here. This is a wonderful brother. I don't know him. He'll tell you we're not close buddies, but we are now. I think I just hit myself. Lord, this man shall be powerful. Oh, glory. It's getting a little harder for me to stand. Everybody lift your hand towards him. God has broken. I'll hang my legs over next to you here. Just don't pull me off. Look at me. God's broken off a habit that keeps messing you up. You're a wonderful man. I take authority over the desire for that. I will lay hands on you, and the lust for that will come off of you, and you'll be delivered supernaturally. When I started, I used to work at Teen Challenge years ago. We used to have what we called a 60-second deliverance. We'd lay hands and pray people to get free from alcohol, drugs, all kinds of things. Some of them are preachers today. One of them is here in Fort Worth somewhere. I come up that way. I want to say this to you. You're a good man. I want to say this to you. God loves you. I want to say that God has a special plan. And tonight, while I've been prophesying, all the things you've lost shall be restored unto you. Because the Lord says, I love him. Everything the enemy stole from you, God's going to make him put it back seven times over. Hallelujah. In your head, you don't know what it is, but sometimes a feeling goes through your head, almost like a lightness. And you think, I wonder if I need to eat. Is my sugar low? I don't know about all of that, but I know you're wondering what's causing this recently. You can be sitting on the couch watching TV and all of a sudden it goes through your head and you're sitting down. When I lay hands on you, this will keep you from stroke and heal you in your brain. Devil, you're not going to bind him. Don't fall yet. Come back a little closer. There it is. I said, there it is. Hallelujah. There's a lovely man. I don't know him. But you have a white cowboy hat in the second row. Come up here, please. Glory. How many sense the anointing? Now stay in it. Stay in it. Just keep praising God. Your name, sir?
Vincent.
I don't see hearing aids, but I felt the Lord tell me to pray for your ears. Huh?
Yes.
And we've never spoken.
No.
But in this anointing right now is miracles. Miracles. Everybody lift your hand because it's coming to you. It's like when you take a rock and throw it into the river or into a pond, ripples spread out. When God drops the gifts of the Spirit in a meeting, the ripples are going through the whole auditorium. Tell me your name again. Lord Vincent is standing in your presence. The devil's trying to rob him. Oh, I see also your prostate needs to be healed. And God's going to bring the numbers down to normal. Brother, somebody hold this mic while I pray for Vincent. Pota, Zanda, Kitihi, Mondo Rabaha. Vincent, you're special to God. There'd be no way I could see any scar on your body, but you've been working tough your whole life. The Lord is healing you from the inside out. Poramanda, Sokoholya, Pashadinga. I command the prostate to go to normal. No more enlargement or these numbers. No cancer shall set up on your body. Now I pray for his hearing, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. Now I know he's not deaf, but he is getting hard of hearing. I know that in my spirit. There's hundreds and hundreds of people here. I pull out one man, and isn't this true? You're starting to lose your hearing?
It's true.
But God's doing it. Everybody say, God's doing it. I asked for new eardrums. New eardrums. New auditory nerve. Hardness of hearing. In the name of Jesus, the head of the church, you're coming out of these ears and never coming back. Come. Out in Jesus' name. Open for the glory of God. What happened? My voice sound clear?
Yes.
Where'd all that hardness of hearing go?
It's gone.
It's gone. And I command it never come back in the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands. Rejoice. Sing it again. Oh, it is Jesus.
Oh, it is Jesus.
Lift your right hand. If you do, say this: I receive what God did today in this nation, in this state, in my life. Never again will I put my money into a bag with holes, but I will consider the rebuilding of the house of God. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now lift both hands and make this confession. From this night forward, the blessing is speedily coming to me. Say it again. From this night forward, the blessing is speedily coming to me. And everybody be seated. I'm going to prophesy a couple more things. But right where you're sitting, lift your hand from your seat. Say, tonight's the night. Whatever you're doing, Lord, in this nation, I'm a part of it. The blessing is speedily coming to me. This night, the precious Holy Spirit has helped me to consider my ways. You believe that? This is the last part. Not everybody will want to do it, but if you'll do it, God will bless it. The Lord spoke to me, and you know I'm not here for money. I didn't take any offering Sunday morning or Sunday night. But I'll tell you what I am here for is to see people get the spirit of debt off of you. It's just as real as healing, just as real as the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost, just as real as salvation's power. Years ago when I was with Brother Shambach, we were on the First Nations Reserve. He was receiving an offering. He didn't even know I came to the meeting. I drove 600 miles to get up there. Had no money. I gave my wife the cash I had. She stayed with her friend from Bible school in Toronto. And I went up with just a $20 bill and two ones up to the reservation. Brother Shambach got up and he said, I've learned, if you can give God the biggest thing you can, he'll bless you. And I thought in my mind, I'm telling on myself, I said, you're not getting my 20. I got to get back to my wife. And I went up, I put the two $1 bills in, just like that. Never forget it. I went back and sat down, and I kept hearing, give the 20. I said, I rebuke you, Satan. I heard it again, give the 20. I said, I rebuke you, devil. That's the biggest I could give in those days of my life. And then I thought, wait a minute, the devil doesn't want me giving an offering. We were buying a car for one of the Cree evangelists to go across all the reservations and preach. And I knew I didn't want to give it. That left one voice. That was the Lord. I got up, took the 20 out, went down to put it in. And Brother Shambach said, ha, God got you, didn't he? When he said that, I was going to take the 20 back, the ones, and whatever else I could get away with. You know why you're laughing? You're all like me. We're all cut out of that same cloth. But I did it. And on the way out of the tent, an older man came up and said, the Lord told me to bless you, son. He said, you hear that evangelist say tonight, everybody give the biggest thing. God will bless him back tenfold. I said, yes, sir. He said, I don't know what you gave, but God told me to give you these two $100 bills. And we were just getting started. He tucked them in my suit coat pocket. In fact, the suit that I had that night, all those years, it was the same color when I got New Jersey. There was only one stoplight, or not stoplight, light on the reserve. They turned all the lights off in the tent. I heard the money go in, but I couldn't see what it was. So I ran through the grass towards that light. I got the bottom of my pants wet running from the dew. Let me make that clear. And when I got over there, I reached in and pulled out those two $100 bills. And I promise you, from that night to sitting in front of you, I've never lacked for anything. When God told me to consider my ways, he must have known I was tight. Probably because the little man on the dime cried when I held him. I don't know. But I felt this Sunday morning, but I said, Lord, I'm going to let it sit in my spirit. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't take an offering Sunday morning or Sunday night. But tonight, I'm going to challenge you to give God the biggest thing you can. And if you'll obey the Holy Spirit, that helps you to come over into the instruction that the power of debt will be broken out of your life. The only thing I know to do, folks, is pray. God's going to have to talk to you. But I tell you, tonight in America, God's going to tap into the oil. He put that idea in our presence at no question. I thought he's nuts. He kept going, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby. I thought, you know, I like him, but what's all this about? But on Sunday morning, God showed me a lake of oil that's right here in this state. God's going to use it and release the wealth to set our nation free. When I called my buddy, I said, how much is oil right now? And he told me. How much did they use to get? Because he worked over. He told me. Within a year and 10 months, all of our national debt could be paid off just from this thing over here, whatever it starts with a P. He told me. I don't remember. It's from the Paleozoic era. I remember that. I'm telling you, we hold the key. I'm not waiting for an angel to come through the wall. How many are hearing what I'm saying? Now hold your right hand up again. Say, from this night forward, I'm going to wrap my faith around this offering of faith. And it's going to break the spirit of debt off of me. That debt-destroying anointing is here right now. And I'm going to tap into it. Do you use envelopes here in this church? If you need an envelope, lift your hand. If you want to give, I know they have ways to give online. But I want everybody to get an envelope or to get prepared to give. Do that right now. Phew. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Here comes the cowboy off the carpet. Can you hear my voice better, sir? Say, Jesus did it. See, if I prophesy the word of the Lord tonight, God's got to confirm it with the signs following. How many of you use your phone? Lift your hand, wave your phone at me. That's almost two-thirds of the crowd. Now, what I'm going to ask them to do is come and put the offering buckets on the altar. And when you've obeyed God, in a moment, I'm going to invite everyone to come down. Just put them buckets across the front, men. How many know these are great ushers? I like them. Brother John, when I bring my tent to Dallas area, I pray your church helps me. Glory. My brother, your business is going to take off. In Jesus' name, go home and get rid of all that junk that the devil's trying to use to destroy it. Will you do it? Then you'll be free. Everybody say, bring forth fruit. Meat for righteousness. I'll give you a moment, then I'm going to pray this debt-free anointing over every soul. You that are watching on television, I think there's a way, if you're watching on Revival today, you can give and join us, multiplied hundreds that are here. Everybody say, tomorrow night, a special anointing service. I actually wanted to lay hands on everybody Sunday night. And I felt checked to do what I did. But tonight, God has done something in America that is a breakthrough. And things are turning around. Everybody say, turn it around. Say, turn it around. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Is that more envelopes for those who didn't get it? You're a good usher. I don't care what they say about you. I see you just got your ears lowered. You look good. My wife was embarrassed because my hair was sticking out last night when I was preaching. She said, you got wings. I said, yeah, but the backbiters keep nibbling them off. No, she said, you need your hair cut. How many think she did a good job? Amen. And the part of my ear, I'd like back. Amen. when you're ready to give, stand on your feet. And that's how I know. Even if you're bringing your phone, you can touch the bucket. Hallelujah. You ever remember that old song? How many remember Nancy Harmon lived down here in Fort Worth area? She used to sing, a long, long time ago, my heart was troubled with sin. Had my vow of sorrow, the devil thought he had me within. I sought salvation, and I kept on searching, 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 till I found the King of Kings. Well, I kept on searching. Searching, kept on searching till I found him. Kept on searching, searching, kept on searching till I found him. Searching, searching, kept on searching till I found him.
Kept on searching till I found the King of Kings.
Well, I kept on searching, searching, kept on searching till I found him.
Kept on searching, searching,
kept on searching till I found him. Shout right. Yes, yes, yes. Kept on searching till I found the King of Kings. I always tell people, Jesus wasn't lost. You and I were. He found our hiding place. So if I ever rewrite that song, I'm going to change two or three words. So it'll line up with the word. He found me. How many he found you? Now let me ask this question. How many in my audience, you're not really living totally committed to Jesus? You'd say, Brother Shuttlesworth, there's things in my life I know are not right. Who'd lift your hand and say, that's me. I'm living with some things I need to change. Lift it and hold it high. This might be the first blessing I pray. That young couple back here, let me see your hand. Hold it up, Dan. You that got your hand raised, come down here and stand in front of me right now. I want to pray with you so that you can know before you leave here, you got it. Come on, come on. Don't wait. Don't wait. Get up here close. Ushers, let them get close to me. I love the people. Come on, son, and the young lady with you. My dear sister, hey, you must be warm tonight. Oh, no, your hand's cold. Who else? You want to get it right with the Lord? This is more important than anything. You look good. If I had hair like you, I'd probably be stuck up. I used to have a lot when I was younger. Who else? You see, I got to get things right with the Lord. Come on. Last night, we had a bunch of folks that felt that. God bless you. You're like him. You'll never lack for hair. It's starting to come out of his face. I love you. Did you learn something tonight from the word? We used to sing it like this when I was a boy. Jesus breaks every fetter. Means chains. Jesus breaks every fetter. You ever hear that? Jesus breaks every fetter. Hallelujah. And he sets you and me free. Isn't that a nice song? My mama used to sing it. Jesus breaks every fetter. Somebody say, in my life. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. And said, men and women free. Then what happens? Then I'm gonna shout, hallelujah. Let me hear you shout it. I will shout, hallelujah. Oh, I will shout, hallelujah. 'Cause he sets me, you and me, free. You believe that, son? You believe it, dear? All right, let's all pray this. Father, tonight, you at the altar, pray with us. Father, tonight, before we step out of this great auditorium, got to get things right with you, Jesus. Reach down your nail-scarred hand. Say it out loud. Reach down your nail-scarred hand. Take out of me sin and the nature of sin. Put within me a brand new heart. I receive your cleansing blood. Not one stain of sin shall remain, but I am free, never to be bound again. Fully free through the blood of the cross. And I thank you for that, Lord. Now, you that are at the altar, lift both your hands. And whatever the enemy's trying to use to keep you from heaven, just say, I give it to Christ. You don't have to tell me or anyone else. Just call on the Lord. Say, take this out. Tell him what it is you're believing. Some it's an unclean thing. Some it's a bondage. Some it's just that area of constantly allowing your flesh to dominate and lead you into a way that's wrong. But Father, in Jesus' name, remove all of sin, every vestige of sin, the stain of sin. Set me free tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody, you believe it's done, not only for these but yourself, raise your hand and give God a mighty shout of praise. Shout, I'm free. Don't be ashamed of tears. The Bible says that that soul that's touched by heaven, godly sorrow brings repentance. How many are glad you came tonight? You notice I don't go to midnight. I've been an evangelist 50 years. I know when you do, they don't come back. So I've been letting people, when I'm done, I'm done. But how many received the anointing tonight? Everybody say, I'm going to leave here debt free. Do you receive the anointing God released in the nation today? All right, come on, bring your offering. Put it in the bucket. You're using your phone. Just touch the bucket. Let's leave shouting, son.
Well, if Jesus said I'm blessed, then I'm blessed.
Important announcement. How many of you enjoyed tonight? If you come tomorrow night, you're going to be doing your own service. Tomorrow night is the one venue change this week. Hilton Fort Worth downtown. You can pop it up on the screen. Hilton Fort Worth downtown, free to attend. Parking's comped. There it is. January 21st, Hilton Fort Worth, 815 Main Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76102. How many will help us get the word out about the meeting? How many enjoyed tonight? All right. Enjoy the rest of the night. Make a friend on your way out. We'll see you tomorrow at the Hilton Fort Worth.